for off seasons that you've had. How much easier has it been this off season with a team that you know is returning a good amount of players this season?
Yeah, it's great, you know, knowing that I have those returners coming back, and they know how, you know, our style of play and how we want to do things around here. And I got, you know, a freshman coming up that's trying to learn our ways, and she's fitting right in, and the girls are helping her out tremendously. I couldn't ask for a better group of girls, you know, any coach would like to have. So, yeah, it's very exciting to get the season started off tonight.
Talking with Marceline head coach Jordan Beck ahead of their matchup against Slater in this Glasgow tournament and the beginning of the season for every team and for your team as well. What do you expect to see from your team in tonight's game and then kind of also throughout the tournament as a whole early on?
You know, we got some girls that are, like I said, are coming up on the varsity level that need some experience up here. So it might be a little sloppy just because it's our first game, but that's to be expected. I wish we would have had a game last week just to get our feet underneath us. But, I mean, the girls know what's expected of them, and I think they're ready to, you know, get out there and go get a win tonight.
And what are going to be some keys to victory tonight?
You know, just our leading scorers getting their points, and if they're not, then somebody else needs to pick them up, and just getting some key rebounds and not letting the other team get second-chance opportunities. And we have to limit our turnovers tonight, which we've struggled in the past with our turnovers. But I think, you know, this year I have ingrained it in their head that if we have as many turnovers as we did last year, we're going to struggle with teams that we should beat down the road.
All right, Marceline coach, Jordan Beck coach, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you, and thanks for the coverage.
Here on Crest previewing the Marceline Slater girls basketball game for the Glasgow tournament. Now talking with Slater girls basketball coach Bob Gonzalez. And coach, you guys 1-0 this season so far. Got the early win against Prairie Grove. What went well in that game for you guys to get the W?
Well, we were pretty pleased with our overall team defense against Prairie Home. We pretty much kept them in front of us, and we really controlled the defensive rebounds. So that really allow us to get out in the open and get some easy buckets. But Marceline is going to be a much more potent opponent. I haven't seen some good old Lewis and Clark days, but Jordan Whitman, Coach Beck, as she's known now, she's quite a fierce competitor when she played for the Lady Tigers. And they were 14-14 last year. We got 4 starters back, so we're going to have our hands full.
Yeah, and I know you talked when you talked with Scott Lunte for our tip-off show, you certainly said you were stressing defense. What are the defensive challenges about going against a team who's returning so many starters from last season?
Well, you know, so they've always been very athletic and long and lanky. So, you know, it's going to be their first game. I really don't really have much of a scout report on them because of their first game, but we're going to try to do every night just keep them in front of us and limit them to one shot. And, you know, I'm sure we're all in the same boat as far as practice is concerned. It's been tough getting practice in the last few days because of the weather. But, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge, and we're hoping to come out and play hard and, you know, make a game with it.
Talking with Slater girls basketball coach Bob Gonzalez here before their game against Marceline and in the Glasgow tournament as well. What's going to be the message to the team heading into this tournament? You did already play that one game, but this is kind of the almost unofficial start to the basketball season, and with a young team as well, only one senior. What's kind of the overall message that you want to send to your team this week?
You can't control the shots. You can't control what the officials call. The two things that we can't control are our commitment to the team in terms of what each one of us is asked to do in reference to the team, and our effort. We're in control of our effort, and we're in control of our focus, so that is going to be key, not only tonight, but all year long. And we're going to come out and run play hard every night, and I think that's something that we have to learn to be consistent at. And, you know, when you go and get tough, you know, we're a young group, but we're not going to quit. We're going to keep fighting. And it's our second game of the year. Hopefully, we'll see some improvement from last week. But it's looking forward to the challenge.
All right, looking forward to a fun basketball game as well. Slater Marceline talking with Slater girls basketball coach Bob Gonzalez. Coach, thanks so much for joining us for the pregame.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Back here at Glasgow High School, starting game number two of our doubleheader between Marceline and Slater. On the girls' side of the bracket, the Lady Tigers and the Lady Wildcats. The tip is won by the Lady Wildcats, and we're off and running for game number two. Ben Wittenstein with you, Stuart Cox next to me. Slater dressed in their purple uniforms and yellow trim, black numbering as well. A whistle and a foul called right away by these officials. Becca Googe will be called for her first foul, the senior at 5'11". Marceline in their white uniforms and black lettering and gold trim, a gold stripe down the side of those jerseys. Marceline will be the home team. Slater, the visiting team on the scoreboard. And top of the key is Abby Ulick. And she gets it high right side to Madison Beeler. And Beeler hands it off to Jenna Hill, and she misses the layup. And Marceline coming the other way. Marceline returning 4 of 5 of their starters from last season. Lots of firepower on the court for them returning. And they are led by Macy Edgar, the 5'6 senior. She takes a long three from the left wing. Short offensive rebound, Jaylee Bixman. And she can't get the layup to go. And Slater grabs the rebound. This is a shooting Marceline team. The other way, Slater. A missed layup by Abby Ulick, but she's bumped and fouled. And we'll see free throws from the junior. Coming off a Fayette win over West Strand. And they won that one 66-43 for their win and to start our Glasgow tournament coverage here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Ulick at the free throw line, misses her first free throw off to the right, wearing white shoes, white socks, black knee pads on both knees, and a white headband as well.
So Slater's actually, and they are also starting, they're starting five juniors. So the chemistry could be really well for both teams. We'll see how that goes going forward.
Slater certainly a younger team, only one senior on their roster. As the free throw is made by Ulick, 1 for 2 from the line, and driving and getting fouled is Bailey Jobson, and they're going to actually call her for the offensive foul. And so the ball going back to the Lady Wildcats, up 1-0, and a minute here into this one. Ben Wittenstein, Stuart Cox with you here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com for this girls matchup from the Glasgow tournament. Underneath is Jenna Hill. A quick trigger for the layup is missed long, and the rebound goes to Marceline. On the right side is Jobson. Size steps to the right, and her 10-foot baseline jumper. No offensive rebound. Bixman back to Jobson between the rings. The junior at 5'5". She's got a high basketball IQ, according to her head coach, Jordan Beck. And Beck in her third year coaching this group, assisted by Todd Lowther as well. On the right side is Jobson. Pumps and drives and kicks it back out to the right corner. Back to Googe. Now inside Bixman. Back out to Edgar. She launches a three. No, and the rebound goes to Slater. And the ball is tipped away. Edgar on the steal. Right side layup up and in. Macy Edgar with her first 2 points of the game and puts Marceline ahead 2-1. 2 minutes here into the first.
Yeah, Marceline, or Slater, pardon me, looks like they're running a zone. So trying to make Slater shoot over top of them, they just made a turnover on that transition.
Hill trying to bounce it to the right block, intended for Madison Beeler, but it's kicked out of bounds by Marceline, so it'll remain with Slater. Googe checking out, and Renee St. Clair checking in. This is a senior at 5'8 who tore her ACL 2 years ago, her sophomore year, and she's been working hard in practice, and she did it last year as well to rehabilitate, and she's as strong as ever, according to her head coach. A turnover by Slater back to Marceline, but they give it right back to the Lady Wildcats after a travel called on Renee St. Clair.
Yeah, she was looking to pass it forward, and then her teammate just turned to run forward and ended up not anybody being there, so she just caught it and kept going.
5:40 remaining here in the first quarter. 2-1 lead for Marceline. Slater with it left to right. Bounce pass in the lane is loose. There's a scrum and a jump ball called, and the possession arrow favors Marceline, so the Lady Tigers get the ball right back. And we saw this a lot, Stuart, with West Strand and Fayette, kind of the first game. This is the first game for both teams of the season. And so there's a lot of kind of getting your feet wet, figuring out your team. The chemistry is not necessarily there yet. And so we're seeing a lot of errant passes, some bad throws, bad shots. But that's kind of part of the growing pains with the start of the season. As a 10-foot jumper in the lane by Bixman rattles out and sipped out of bounds by Slater, so it will remain with Marceline.
And that's really why you do these kind of tournaments this early in the year. Try to figure out who you are. You obviously want to try to win every game and win every tournament you can, but for the most part, this will be a learning curve for both teams. Regardless of returning all these starters that both teams are doing, the main thing is just to figure out who you are and who you are each year, because each year could be totally different.
Sinclair called for a travel, so the turnover back to Slater. Turnover is an issue for Marceline. Last year, that's something head coach Jordan Beck said in her pregame interview, that they wanted to limit this season. They had 16 turnovers a game last year, as a layup by Hill is no good, but she's bumped and fouled with the body, so we'll see the junior go to the free throw line. Long black leg sleeves for her. With 5:01 remaining in the opening quarter, 2-1 lead Marceline. And both teams shooting fairly poorly, but Slater getting to the line as the free throw missed off to the left by Hill. And we'll see Ramsey Bruner checking in for Marceline, the freshman at 6 foot. An inside presence for this Marceline team, someone that Jordan Beck wants to get involved down low and kind of bolster their inside presence. Hill's free throw off to the left only hits the backboard, so a whistle called, and Marceline will inbound it from the baseline.
Yeah, that's not something that you see a lot in girls high school basketball, as 6 foot players. So we'll see how they will try to work her into this offense and see how Slater can also defend it as well.
Jobson lobs a pass inside for Bruner. It's tipped out of bounds as Bruner was triple teamed in the post, but it will remain with Marceline. So they want to go to her early right now.
Slater did a really good job at double teaming her right behind her as well.
Pass from the baseline to Sinclair. She triggers a three. That one's short, and the rebound goes to Slater. Emily Grimes zips across the timeline. She terminates the dribble a little bit high, and she tries to pass it inside. It's poked and taken away. Kenzie Stahl on the breakaway. Through a double team. Nice sidestep move by the senior. And she gets the layup to go. 4-1 now is Marceline's lead with 4.5 to go in the first.
That was one of those Euro steps that Kyle Slater did in that first game that we saw, pulling it out in the girls' game here.
Timeout call, Bob Gonzalez. We'll take it with him. It'll be a 30-second break and be back in 30. 4-1 Marceline's lead here in the first.
The clear goal of a cattleman is to see weight gain at minimal cost, especially at weaning time. Ricketts Farm Service can help you achieve that goal with Purina AccuRation Starter. Backed by Purina Research, AccuRation Starter is a complete weaning ration that produces super gains at a low cost per head per day. See Ricketts Farm Service in Cairo, Salisbury, or Shelbina for your Purina AccuRation Starter today.
Be the folks at the checkerboard. Ricketts, remember Ricketts for everything for your farm.
.430 to go here in the opening frame. 4-1 Marceline over Slater in the girls' game from Glasgow, Missouri, from part of this Glasgow tournament. Opening day for the tournament. Opening day for us at Regional Radio. We've got you covered all week with this game. As Slater turns it over, pickpocket by Bailey Jobson. Breakaway all alone for the layup. And Jobson with her first 2 points of the evening now puts Marceline up 6-1 in this first-round matchup. Marceline, the 2 seed, and Slater, the 6 seed. In a 17 tournament, a rarity here for Glasgow with Madison not in this season. Jumper from Buehler from 5 in the lane is short, and the rebound Marceline. 3-on-1 breakaway, but getting in and grabbing the steal is Emily Grimes, and she's fouled across the timeline. Nice hands there as she prevented a 3-on-1 breakaway by Marceline.
Yeah, and you can see all the Marceline girls laughing because Ramsey Bruner, the 6 foot post, just started to take up the floor with that one and just couldn't quite get the handles. Got with a turnover.
Ulick with it left wing, dumps it down underneath for Grimes. She can't finish the layup, but the offensive rebound goes to Amaya Cortez, and she puts it up and in. And that cuts the Marceline lead in half, 6-3, with 3.5 to go here in the first. Cortez, her first 2 points of the evening. Marceline moving right to left, inside they go to Bruner, double teamed in the post, has to kick it back out, a long two from Stahl off to the left, rebound tipped around, Bruner gets it and tips it right back out to Jobson. Offensive rebound Marceline, Jobson behind the back dribble, slicing in, and the layup missed, but she's fouled. We've seen some athletic moves from the junior Bailey Jobson, some nice turnovers as she got a steal at midcourt, and now behind the back dribble attacking the basket, and the junior to the free throw line for 2 shots with her team up 6-3. That foul called on Kirby Richards of Slater. And her first free throw just short as it nicks the front of the rim. Jobson coming off a 7.5 points per game season last year, 4 rebounds a game as well. And we just saw right there, she is very good at penetrating in the lane. Second free throw, no, to the left.
Cortez with the rebound. No damage done at the free throw line for Marceline. So Slater coming the other way. Handling the ball is Emily Grimes. And Grimes gets it to Ulick in the right corner. Trying to get it to Cortez in the right block. Just out of her reach as it goes out of bounds on the baseline. Back to Marceline. 3 minutes remaining in the first.
That was a really good idea to try to get the ball down there to Cortez. She just needs to take one more dribble towards the baseline, bounce pass, and it's right there. As it was, she tried to throw it over everybody and just couldn't quite get the right angle out of bounds to Marceline.
Hager gives the pass to, off to the right is Jobson. Her three-point shot tipped, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline. So Marceline retains possession. It'll be a baseline inbounds off to the left under their own basket. Jobson, the trigger person. She's looking, still looking, trying to look inside. Finds it, cutting Bruner, wide open right side layup. Great, that is some good high IQ from the freshman, Ramsey Bruner.
Yeah, Bruner went up to set a screen for Sinclair and then just rolled right back to the basket for a wide open layup.
So it's an 8-3 lead, Marceline by five. Cortez right blocker, turnaround jumper bouncing off the rim to the left. It's tipped out of bounds at the baseline, and it remains with Slater. Last touch by Bruner, but, I mean, Stuart, we're seeing automatically, it's only been about 5 minutes of gameplay, but we're seeing how much of an impact Bruner can make for Marceline.
Yeah, she can. She, even on those two free throws that they missed, she was the one that set that up with getting the offensive rebound. They just couldn't quite finish it.
Three on the way from Grimes is short, and the ball fought over, and it sails out of bounds on the baseline. Last touch by Slater. Cortez, the last one to get a paw on that, so it goes back to Marceline with 2:15 remaining in the first, and the Lady Tigers have an 8-3 lead over Slater. Across the timeline, Kenzie Stahl, the senior, maintaining a right-hand dribble. 2-3 zone, Slater gets a pass left block to Sinclair. She attacks over a defender. Her jump shot too long, and it goes out of bounds back to Slater on the baseline with 2:05 remaining.
Cortez, the freshman, actually, on this Marceline, or on this Slater team, pardon me. They start five juniors, but Cortez, a freshman, they're actually gone to her the last three or four possessions, so it looks like they may trying to be getting her and her down low, trying to get her confidence up.
On her is Jobson in the post. They're looking to feed her the ball. Instead, they get it left wing for Richards. Richards will dribble it back out between the rings. Sharp chest pass over to the right side to Grimes. Ball loose as she mishandles it. Now gets it back up to Hill. Hill for Slater trying to get it left wing. A bad pass taken away and stolen. This time, Macy Edgar on it. Right side layup up and in. And the foul. Nice job by Edgar. The senior showing off her athleticism there on the steal and the ability to get to the basket and go through contact. And she's going to the free throw line for her and one free throw in, putting Marceline up 10-3 with 98 seconds remaining here in the first quarter.
Yeah, and Edgar, their leading scorer, actually returning, so that is a big key part that's coming back. And you just saw her get that steal and sprint down the lane. Actually missed on the free throw, but there's Bruner putting it back up in with the offensive rebound, and there she is again, the 6-foot freshman, making her size a presence down there.
12-3, Marceline ahead by 9 as Becca Googe back into the game. And it'll be Grimes handling the ball across the timeline. Zips a pass left side to Ulick, trying to get it inside for Squires on the right block, but it's tipped out of bounds. It'll remain with Slater. And we'll see Beeler check back in, and she'll get Ulick. So it's a baseline right inbounds for Slater. The inbound player will be Richards. And someone else coming to the bench. This will be Squires, and she needed to give a wristband, it looked like, to her coach, Bob Gonzalez. And we're back and ready to go with a minute 15 to play in the first quarter. Looking and looking is Richards, finally bouncing it over to Beeler, and she'll get it back out. Beeler now gets it right back on the right block through a double team, kicks it out to Grimes. Grimes attacks and stopped by pretty good defense by Stahl. Kicking it right side now into Cortez. Cortez gets it stripped and taken away by Stahl. Lead pass, Jobson, breakaway left side. Layup up and miss short with the right hand. Bruner the follow, no. And the offensive rebound to Macy Edgar, and she'll bring it back out and reset the offense with 50 seconds to play in the first. Inside, Bruner just over her head, and pass taken away by Slater. Coming up the right side is Grimes, and she's bumped and fouled by Bailey Jobson. And that'll stop the clock at 42 seconds here in the first.
Slater down there on the offensive side. Cortez, like I said, the freshman down there. It looks like every time she catches, she may be trying to turn over the taller Bruner and trying to score. And what she does, she needs to turn face up, see what happens. And if she doesn't have it, kick out. That'll come as experience comes along the year. That's just something that you might want to look at towards this, the rest of this game.
On the left side, a shot blocked. Squires has it blocked. Edgar racing the other way. Gets it left side to Stahl, and she'll reset on the left wing. Pass inside. Brunner left block. Turns her layup short. Ball tipped around. Brunner gets it. Offensive rebound out to Stahl, and she'll kick it off right side. Edgar knifes inside the lane, but dribbles off her leg out of bounds on the baseline. Back to Slater, and Edgar putting her hands on her head. She is upset with herself for that one.
Yeah, she knew she had a wide-open layup. Slater defender just happened to just barely poke it, and it hit off her knee and went out of bounds.
10 seconds remaining here in the first. Across the timeline, Kinley Smith dribbling in circles. Into the elbow she goes, trying to lob it inside. Tipped and stolen. Marceline doing a great job with these steals at the buzzer. It's heaved up, and it's off to the right. An air ball by Bailey Johnson. But we'll go into quarter number two. Marceline up 9, 12-3. Here from the Glasgow Tournament in Glasgow, Missouri.
Are you tired of waiting on your internet to load? Airlink Wireless of Salisbury is a locally owned and operated high-speed internet service provider. Airlink serves Sheridan, Howard, Saline, and Carroll counties, offering you service with no contracts to sign, no phone lines needed, and provide unlimited downloading, no data caps, which means no lag time, and you're always connected. Check out Airlink's new pricing online at airlinkrb.com today. Airlink Wireless at airlinkrb.com.
If you're looking for a special memorial or monument, stop by Oldham Monument of Marceline and see Amy E. Wigman. Amy can help you find just the right monument, marker, or vase that is best suited for your needs. Contact Oldham Monument for all your monument arrangements. They are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays and after hours by appointment. Oldham Monument is family-owned and operated and takes pride in serving Marceline and the surrounding area. Oldham Monument is a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers.
Starting quarter number two here from Glasgow, Ben Wittenstein, Stuart Cox next to me. Game two of our doubleheader, Slater and Marceline. It's the Marceline 12-3 lead over the Lady Wildcats. And Slater will start quarter number two with the ball as they move left to right, dressed in their purple uniforms and black trim, black lettering, and gold down the side of the uniform. And a nice move by the junior Madison Beeler to spin to the basket and put up a nice layup from the right side to bring it to 12-5. Edgar trying to answer, and she does from downtown. 15-5. Edgar now with 7 points of her own. She's returning leading scorer for Marceline and brings it to 10.
And back to the Slater offense. That's exactly what they did. Needed to do. Beeler picked up the ball, turned and faced, put the ball on the deck, dribble, and went in for the layup. That's exactly what needs to happen, especially against these taller defenders. You can't just turn around and go up for the layup.
Brunner on the steal, a nice pass to Stahl in transition, and Stahl finishes off the glass. That'll force a timeout from Bob Gonzalez and Slater. 17-5 with 7:12 remaining here in the second quarter. We want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Ricketts Farm Services, Salisbury, Shelbina, and Cairo. Airlink Wireless of Salisbury, covering Sheraton, Howard, Saline, and Carroll counties. Slater School District of Slater, MFA Agri-Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Bailey Brothers Collision Center of Brookfield, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris. Seiden Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College, Jennings Premium Meats of New Franklin, and Capital Paving and Construction. You can check them out online at capitalmo.com. Don't forget, at halftime, you'll be able to hear from both head coach Chris Stander from Westran and John Bishop of Fayette. Stuart and I both talked to the head coaches respectively and got their takes on the game that saw Fayette beat Westran 66-43. And so you'll hear what they had to say post-game during halftime of this game as well. Stuart actually getting his first coach interview out of the way tonight, and I think it went pretty well, so kind of excited to hear that one. Back to the action, 7-10 remaining here in the second quarter. 17-15 lead for Marceline over Slater. Slater starts with the ball. They throw it away. Edgar on the steal, 2-on-1, bouncing it right block for Jobson. Nice buy in the back pass to Stahl, who misses the jumper. Jobson offensive rebound. Her put back, no. And the rebound goes to Slater, but they almost dribble it off their legs. Instead, it's off the leg of Bailey Jobson. Back to Slater, but nice behind-the-back pass there from Jobson.
It really was. She's done that a couple times now. Coach Gonzalez for Slater really wants his players to come up. Slater's in this three-quarter zone. He needs his players to come up. He's trying to yell for them to come up, and that's what actually what happened. They didn't, and that's why the turnover happened last play. But he called that timeout also because he's not upset with the turnover. He's upset with how they got back in transition D. They were just kind of walking back, and Slater ended up getting a wide-open layup, and that's not what you want as a coach.
Grimes misses a putback layup off a Ulick three, and Marceline the other way as Johnson gets bumped. No foul called. Her layup, no, and a rebound by Grimes. Slater moving left to right, down 17-5 with 6:17 remaining. And another turnover by Slater. Edgar on the steal, outlets it out right side, wide open. Johnson layup good. Perfect form there by the junior. She now has four, and it's 19-5. Marceline's lead growing with 6 minutes to go in the half. Grimes across midcourt looking for you. Look, another turnover. This one, Googe with the steal out to Edgar. Her layup up. No contact, no foul called. And that layup was off the heel, and the rebound goes to Ulick. The other way for Slater, attacking the basket, dribbles it out of bounds, but it was poked by Marceline, so it'll stay with Slater with 5:47 to go.
Slater is doing exactly what Marceline wants them to do. They are trying to rush in this three-quarter zone. You have 10 seconds to get it across the mid-court. So why they're trying to just run and try to throw full-court passes, make a pass, come back, try to find somebody, and you can see that they're even discouraged as they do as Gonzalez takes another timeout. I think it's just to get some subs in, but they are playing way too fast for what they need to do, and they don't need to. It's only the second quarter. It's a 21-5 game, yes, but the game is going to keep getting worse and worse as it keeps going. They need to slow down, keep moving the ball, and run, get into their offense.
That was another steal by Edgar there as she had a breakaway layup. We'll take a break, 30 seconds, and be back. 5:39 remaining in the second. Marceline over Slater, 21-5 on Kress.
A Billy Goat from Failing Small Engine in Salisbury can help cut your fall yard and landscaping projects down to size. Yes, you heard right. I said Billy Goats. We also have several special offers on steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and lots more. Stop in today and see how Failing Small Engine can help with your fall yard and landscaping projects.
And yes, they really do rent Billy Goats. Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West, Salisbury.
Out of the Slater timeout, they're sending a whole new fresh face of a lineup out there, and they throw it away. Hill a little bit high on the pass over to the left side, so Marceline takes over. 21-5 is Marceline's lead with 5.5 to go in the second. And Marceline has just done a tremendous job on the defensive side, Stewart, of getting the steals that they need. Edgar, a big component of that, as she lets fly a three from the right wing. That's long, and it'll bounce out of bounds on the baseline back to Slater, one of the rare misses by Edgar tonight. The senior with 9 points as she leads all scorers.
And this is the first time we're seeing most of these girls that are out there right now. I think it may be not necessarily a teaching moment, but one of those where you just need to slow down and run our offense.
Turnaround jumper is missed by Jalen Perrin. And Edgar with the outlet catch, and she attacks the rim. Layup too hard. Offensive rebound Sinclair, and the putback goes. So a great job there by the senior Renee Sinclair to put Marceline up 23-5 with 4:50 remaining in the second quarter. And the ball taken away and stolen. Kenzie Stahl on the steal, attacks the rack, through a double team, up and in, and the foul. Nice job. Kenzie Stahl, the senior, with 6, getting the steal and continuing down the court on a breakaway through a double team to put it up and in and put Marceline up by 20, 25-5 with 4:40 to go. Stahl had a season-high 25 points last season against Fayette. She hits her and one. That was 7. 10 points a game, 3 rebounds a game last year for the then junior, now senior. And her sister Madison Stahl as well graduated. 26-5 as Slater throws it away yet again. And they have had trouble scoring here in this. Only 2 points in this quarter. And we're almost halfway through.
That one was just a miscommunication. One girl was coming up to set a screen, and she thought she was going to be there at the top of the key, trying to give her a bounce pass.
Up top is Edgar. Chest pass right wing to Abby Cussman. Inside it goes Bixman. Her turnaround jumper just short, and the rebound goes to Perrin, and Slater with it left to right. Down 26-5. Across the timeline is Hill. Passing it to the right wing. It's tipped out of bounds by Kussman, and that's really the active hands of that Marceline defense right there.
And with active hands on defense as on offense, you need to realize pump fakes. Pump fake, pump fake, pump fake. Because that is really what will get this offense rolling for Slater, is if you do a pump fake, they'll go for it and go over the top or go down low, vice versa, whichever one needs to happen.
Foul called on the drive by Hill. My favorite phrase, one of my favorite basketball phrases right there, fake a pass to make a pass. And that's really what you have to do. You have to pump fake the pass, and it'll leave a zone open for you to find a nice hole to find a pass. Hill, the inbound, jump shot, good. She had space, and she took advantage. Her first 2 points of the night. 26-7, Marceline's lead. Stahl circling the perimeter. Finds Kussman in the right corner. Cross-court pass over to Edgar in the left wing. Back to Stahl, long two-jumper. That one's short. A race for the ball as it goes out of bounds on the far sideline. It'll go back to Slater with 3:45 to go.
And that was one of those by Jenna Hill where she just ran up acting like she was going to go get the ball, but ended up not. That way no Marceline could go get it.
Pass over to the right wing, corralled by Smith. She takes a long two and knocks it down. And Slater maybe finding their jumpers a little bit. 2 for 2 on their last two possessions. 26-9 now is the Marceline lead. Edgar inside Sinclair. Her turnaround jumper off the window and in, and the foul. Renee St. Clair going to work down low. She now has 4 and puts Marceline up 28-9.
Yeah, they just threw the ball down low. She turned towards her right shoulder and put it up off the glass for the end one.
Jobson checking back in. And so Sinclair is at the line. 2 black leg sleeves for the senior. And her free throw too hard, but Edgar offensive rebound. Put back to short rebound. This time goes to Slater. Mackenzie Nelson with it. Edgar with the steal. Layup good and the foul. Yeah. And that's how quick Edgar can be.
Nelson just tried to hand the ball off to Hill right there. Instead of just taking a couple dribbles and get out of there, and Edgar was just standing right there and waiting for the ball and put it up for try to go for another and one.
She is incredibly fun to watch when she is in her zone. And she just never gives up on the ball as well. Tremendous job finding the ball, stealing it, and putting it up. She misses the end one free throw off the heel, and so the score remains 30-9 in favor of Marceline with 3:15 remaining here in the second quarter. On the right side is Smith. She's got Jobson on her on the right wing. Jobson fighting for it as Smith terminates the dribble, bounces it high, right block for Cortez, and Cortez shuffled the feet and traveled. Turnover back to Marceline with 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, Cortez did a really good job there. The ball was actually loose, and she came out from her post position and ran out and grabbed it. What might need to happen is just to kick it out and go set your position back and get up in the post.
Sinclair in the post. Tip pass Bixman. Her jump shot from 5 tipped, and Slater grabs it. Here's Hill. Right-hand dribble across the timeline. Crossing over in the lane. She loses it and picked off by Bixman. Marceline on the steal, 2-on-2 in transition. Bixman stops from 10, pops from 10, and it's short. But Edgar sailing out of bounds, trying to save it for the offensive board. But her toe stepped on that black baseline, and so it's going right back to Slater. 2:38 remaining here in the second quarter. 39, Marceline's lead. Slater's ball as the Lady Wildcats move left to right. Hill with it across the timeline. 2 points for the junior tonight. Right side it goes to Smith. Smith picks up her dribble. And hands it off to Ann Hager. And it goes right back to Smith. Jumper from 10. Short rebound, Sinclair for Marceline. And Sinclair hard across the timeline. Lob pass left block to Edgar. And she kicks it back out to Jobson. 3-point shot long. Offensive rebound goes to Kussman. And she's tied up. A jump ball called. Arrow favoring Marceline. So it'll stay on the left side.
Yeah, that was another one of those perfect threes. Get in transition. Get ready to go up for the layup. Stop. Turn. Pump fake, throw it out to the top of the key. She just missed it, and often that happens on a three is a long carom that comes off the board as Edgar puts up another 2 points.
Nice find by Jobson on the inbound pass on the baseline, and Edgar just tremendous in open space as well. 32-9. Edgar now 13 points to continue to lead all scorers with a minute 50 left to go in the first half. Ball on the ground and another jump ball call, but this time the arrow favoring Slater. And so the ball remains with the Lady Wildcats as they move left to right. Substitutions, Edgar checking out and checking back in is Kenzie Stahl. And we'll see Jaylee Perrin checking in for Slater. Hill with it high by the timeline, circling right and now spinning back to the left. Now at the free throw line, kicking it back out for Smith. And Smith going up against Jobson, trying to attack with a right-hand dribble. Jobson, good defense, but a little too aggressive. And she's called for a bump foul. 1:37 clock stops to go in the second. That will be Marceline's 17th foul, so we'll see 1-1 free throws from Smith.
Yeah, Smith looked like she was trying to get that down to Cortez. Cortez actually had position. It just happens that Jobson got into Nelson and created the foul.
And we'll have a lane violation called. Jaylee Perrin jumped in the lane a little too quickly, and so that free throw will not be made. And the ball back to Marceline. Left side is Bailey Jobson. Right-hand dribble for the junior. Has 4 points tonight. Swings it to Stahl. Her long two from the right side. Missed short. Rebound goes to Slater, and Smith grabs the board. Out to Hill. Lead pass is picked off by Marceline into the hands of Stahl. Stahl racing across the timeline. A two-on-two breakaway. Left block pass goes to Cussman. Her layup, no, too hard. Rebound Stahl underneath for the offensive board. She's tied up. Jump ball called. Marceline with the arrow. And 1:11 remaining in the second quarter. Substitutions, Addie Smith checking in along with Maisie Billups. First time in the game for both those players.
The Marceline Lady Tigers are really doing a good job in baiting Slater to try to throw the lob pass deep down the court and then just running underneath of it and stealing that ball.
Bixman gets space underneath the basket as she receives a nice inbounds pass and gets the left side layup to make it 34-9 Marceline. With 58 seconds to go in the second. Hill stops at the free throw line. She pops, trying to bank it in, and that one's too hard. Stahl with the rebound. Outlets it out. Jobson wide open. Breakaway right side layup. Good. 36-9. Jobson now is 6 points, and there's 40 seconds to go in the second.
And you can really see how much Slater wants to run and gun. As soon as that shot went up, that was actually Jobson's girl, and she ran. As soon as she shot it, ran down, expecting her teammate to get the miss, and got the wide open layup.
Smith got Jobson to bite on the pump fake, and Jobson goes down for a second. I think she hit herself in the stomach, knocking the wind out of her for a second. She seems to be okay, but she'll go take a seat on the bench as Cussman checks back in for her. Seconds remaining here in the second. 36-9, Marceline's lead. At the line is Smith for a 1-1, and she missed the front end, and the rebound goes to Bixman. Right-hand dribble for the senior across the timeline. Right side, Cussman back up top. It goes over the head of Maisie Billups, but she corrals it. And now left side Stahl. Finds Schmidt inside pass. Bixman left block layup. Good for her. Nice job by the senior to create space behind her. And she turned, had a wide open area for a nice
senior,
layup.
You saw her catch it. She never brought that ball down to her waist. And that is key in the post, is to catch the ball, keep it up at your face, and then go up with it. So nobody can try to come down and steal the ball from you.
38-9 with 4.9 seconds. Slater with the ball inbounding under its own basket. The inbound goes right side to Smith. She'll fire it up close to the buzzer. Rebound is fought over, but that'll do it for half number one. And Marceline leads 38-9 going into the locker room. And we'll take a break. You'll be able to hear from head coach John Bishop for Fayette after their win against Western in the first game of our doubleheader, as I talked to him post-game. And then Stewart talked to head coach Chris Sander for Western, and you'll be able to hear his conversation as well, all part of this halftime here from Glasgow as part of the Regional Radio Glasgow Tournament coverage on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Ray Carroll County Grain Growers of Slater is a full-service co-op offering seed, fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical, as well as providing custom application soil testing and crop input recommendations. Their facility has a state-of-the-art elevator with a 3.3 million bushel holding capacity. In addition, they carry an array of livestock feed and health products. They also have a 24-hour fuel service and fuel and propane delivery service staff to help their customers. They look forward to continuing and expanding their commitment to providing quality products and service to their members.
Right now at Moberly Napa, check out the biggest holiday sale ever. Single folding aluminum ramp for $59.99. 26-piece screwdriver set with stand for $17.99. Battery charger and maintainer for $39.99. $8.99 for a box of 100 nitrile gloves or mechanics wear gloves for $17.99 a pair. Porter Cable oil-free pancake compressor for $129.99. Biggest holiday sale ever for your car, truck, or van. Napa Auto Parts in Moberly. Get the good stuff.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Congrats on the win. First win of the season for you guys. And just generally, what did you like from your team tonight?
Well, scrappy, I guess. Got to catch my breath here.
Sorry. Oh, absolutely. It's a long walk up. We understand.
Honestly, you know, we just said all along we wanted to play hard. I thought they did that all game. I was a little surprised at how well we shot the ball. You know, we've struggled with that a little bit early because, you know, they just haven't been on the floor. But overall, I'm pretty happy.
And that was going to be my next question. We just named Kale Paulson the player of the game. 18 points for him. He led all scores. I mean, what did he bring tonight for you guys?
Well, you know, between he and Kyle and Vince and Isaiah and a couple of the other guys, you know, I said all along when I took over this team, they were well coached. And you can see that when they play. And so I've told them, literally, I mean, when they get off the bus, they're in range. So, you know, we need to be able to take shots like that, and they need to feel free about that. And so there's obviously times we've got to be able to move the ball and slow things down a little bit. But otherwise, we want to play quick and fast, and we've got the athleticism to do that. So we're going to try to do that and push that. So, you know, I kind of joked a little bit. I pulled Kale kind of sometime, I guess, second quarter or so, and I think I'm the one that kind of pulled his hot hand away. So I need to do a better job of leaving him in and letting him flow with that. But, you know, I'm just real proud of the guys, the way they played. That was a scrappy team. That's going to be a heck of a team to play late January when we see him again. Obviously well coached. I've thought a lot of Chris, even when he was my – student teacher years ago, so it makes me feel a little bit old in that respect, but he's doing a good job. And I mean, with both teams, girls and guys, and you know, that's a big conference game, early game. It's not a conference game with being the tournament, but still it's just a nice win, nice to get out on the floor and have everybody together. You could see the enthusiasm. You know, I think these guys are really excited. I said a lot in the preseason, we wanted to kind of feed off of what football did and the success they had, and of course with the bulk of these guys out there that played, you know, they have that energy, and so we want to use that and play off that. And I thought they did a really good job with that tonight. You know, things we need to work on as far as talking and communicating defensively, and that's some things we're going to try to get back to. Obviously going to have to be able to show up and play a really good game against Glasgow Friday and just see where it lands.
All right, congratulations. 66-43 win, first win of the season on the first game of the season as well. Head coach John Bishop, Falcons, thanks for coming up.
Appreciate the coverage. The tournament. Yeah, thank you guys.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be back with more here on Crest.
The Board of Education, Administration, faculty, and staff of the Slater Schools know today's young people have a lot on their minds. Between managing school, family, and friends, it can be difficult for anyone. Slater students have their priorities set and manage their time very well. Keep up the good work, Slater students. The Board of Education, Administration, faculty, and staff of the Slater Schools are proud of their student-athletes and encourage all students, families, and the community to show their Wildcat pride.
MFA Agri-Service in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri-Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you. D&L Trenching of Huntsville has proudly served the area for over 30 years. Danny and the guys will analyze every project and determine the most efficient method for the job. No need to worry. They have all the equipment to complete the work you need, whether it's backhoeing or bulldozing services for your lagoons, ponds, septic systems, water and sewer lines, even your driveways, yards, and more. They are now offering septic tank pumping services. Call the professionals at 660-651-6925 for quality work at a fair price. D&L Trenching of Huntsville, they dig what you're saying.
Your ball move.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job in the first half, kind of adjusting, you know, whether they're in man or in zone and getting some good looks. The problem there in the first half is we struggled to get a stop defensively, and you know, when we would get a stop, we wouldn't get a rebound. So those are just things that we got to focus on as we move forward and get better at.
How did you think your chemistry was tonight? You know, you just got out of football with the Western boys going to semifinals. What did you think of the chemistry as some of them were coming back today?
You know, I thought it wasn't bad, but, you know, hopefully that's going to get better as we move along here. You know, we got some guys that are pretty athletic. We got some guys that are pretty big inside. So we just got to find, you know, what's our niche and how we're going to groove. And once we get that going, we'll be all right.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach. That's Chris Sander. As this team falls to Fayette at 63-43, Coach, we'll be looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The shot is up, swoosh, nothing but net. You want to eat somewhere who supports the Fayette Falcons as much as you do? Stop by Mittman's Main Street Pub of Fayette and see what Laramie and the crew has cooking up for you. The bar is open later with select menu items. And don't forget to book Mittman's for your holiday and Christmas parties. Check out and like Mittman's Main Street Pub's Facebook page to get updates on specials after home games, as well as their weekend dinner specials. Go Falcons and Lady Falcons!
Coming up on Co-op Powerhouse. Now check out these caulked windows and air ducts in the basement. Sealed.
Tight.
Yeah. Finally, the hallway. This is where the magic happens. Programmable thermostat knows when to raise the temp.
Or when to drop it.
That's how our electric co-op helped turn our home
into a powerhouse.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Trying to rush to the bank after work before they close? Don't sweat it. Tri-County Trust in Glasgow strives to provide the best banking experience that fits your overall needs. With life comes busy schedules. Tri-County Trust offers online and mobile banking. It's like having your banker with you at home, on the road, or on your phone 24/7. Just what you need to make your busy life a little easier. Call or visit tricountytrust.com today. Member FDIC.
Back here at halftime, 38-9 is Marceline's lead over Slater here in the Glasgow tournament. On the girls' side of the bracket, don't forget we will be back tomorrow as well. Scott Lindsay, Eric Duick will have a whole slate of games for you on regional radio and Superstation Crest. But right now, taking a look at your statistics through the first half of play for Marceline. Renee Sinclair with four. Ramsey Bruner has four of her own, and Stewart and I have been extraordinarily impressed with the freshman's play through one half. Bailey Jobson with six, Kenzie Stahl with seven, Bixman with four, Edgar with 13, and she leads all scores. On the other side for the Slater Lady Wildcats, who have nine, Hill has two, Smith with two, and Beeler with two, and Ulick with one of her own. 38-9, Marceline's lead, Cortez also has contributed with two of her own. 38-9 is the Marceline lead as they just put 8 minutes fresh on the clock to start the third quarter. But just general thoughts from you, Stuart, on how that first half went. We just saw an overpowering Marceline team.
Marceline likes to run. That's really what we saw. This second half is really going to be key for Slater to just to slow down, run their offense, and see what they can do against the trap, not only against the trap, but also in their half court when they try to break that trap. And then right here, when they start to get the ball, they're already in their half court offense. So we'll see how that goes.
So to start the third, it will be Slater ball. A quick shot by Cortez from five, knocks it down, and she has 4 points tonight. 38-11 now is the Marceline lead. Edgar high, left wing, 13, and leading scorer for this game. She'll pull the trigger on a three short, and the rebound Slater, and a rebound goes to Ulick and gets it out to Grimes across the timeline. Stops between the rings. Gets it to Cortez, a running floater with the right hand, puts it up and in. Cortez now with six. She leads her team in scoring, and she's getting things going on the offensive side for Slater, 38-13.
The freshman with four quick points to start this second half. She caught it, turned, like we said, instead of going up, put a couple dribbles down with a little skyhook.
Left to right goes Marceline. White jerseys, black lettering, and a gold trim down the side. Bixman, free throw line, jumper tip. That's short, but it goes right into the hands of Jobson, and she curls in and puts it off the right side of the glass and in. Jobson, 8 points, makes it 40-13 in favor of Marceline. 6:45 to go. And high left side is Beeler. Zips a pass in to Ulick. She can't get the layup to go. The ball falling out of bounds on the baseline, and it'll go back to Marceline. Last touch, Slater.
Slater defensively actually did a really good job of boxing out. It's just that when that shot got blocked, it just landed right back down to Bixman.
Here's Stahl, left side, Jobson high left wing. Holding on to it now, kind of a slower pace for the Lady Tigers, up 40-13. Stahl entry pass taken away by Slater. Good job on the defensive end by the Lady Wildcats. Grimes across the timeline. Bakes up her dribble. Cortez gets the pass at the free throw line. Bouncing it right side to Ulick in the lane, trying to curl in. And she is bumped and fouled. I believe they'll give Bixman the foul. No, they will give Becca Guja, I believe,
on that one. That'll be her second, team's first. And it'll be a baseline inbounds for Slater. Bixman on the trigger man, which will be Hager. And she'll get it into Grimes. Attacks left side, and she's fouled. And so we'll be seeing free throws from Grimes as they call it on the shot.
Yeah, Jobson was trying to go for the steal and didn't get it, so she tried to recover and ended up fouling, and she knew as soon as it happened, she clapped her hands. And actually, they got Stahl on that.
That'll be Stahl's first foul as the free throw short from Grimes. The junior has yet to score tonight, but she has relied a lot on that Slater offense, brings the ball up and really dictates the whole offense. Second shot just short, nicks the front of the rim, but an offensive rebound chased down by Beeler, and she gives it away. Edgar on the steal, racing ahead left side, and she carried. She brought the ball a little too high. The dribble got away from her, so the turnover back to Slater. Under six now to go in the third. 40-13 is Marceline's lead. Right side, Beeler trudges across the timeline, bounces it back up top, Ulick. One-on-one with Edgar. Crossover for Ulick, attacks left side, puts Edgar on her right hip, and the layup, no. Rebound, Marceline.
And that's exactly what you need to do with Slater. When you catch the ball, pump fake, drive, just couldn't quite finish with the layup.
Entry pass inside, almost taken away again, intended for Googe on the right block. But we'll get a push foul from behind Cortez, shoving Googe at the last second. So that will be the first team foul on Slater and the first personal for Cortez. Baseline inbound for Marceline with 5.5 to go in the third. Still 40-13. Marceline's lead. Jobson, the inbounder. Looking. Finds open Bixman, right block. Layup too hard off the window. Rebound Slater.
That was really good execution by Marceline. They just couldn't quite finish.
And a whistle and a travel. As Slater trying to play some breakaway offense, got a little too ahead of itself, and a travel called on Smith. And Marceline, the ball back up 40-13. Edgar with it between the rings, looking to pass to the right side. She'll dribble it instead to the right wing. Bakes it up, puts the ball over her head, now finds Stahl with it top of the key. Bixman now inside Bruner. Takes a power dribble, goes up hard, and the shot is a little too hard. And rebound Slater, lead pass out right side, Grimes attacking from the right side. Nice chest pass, left block for Ulick. Her shot blocked, she gets it right back in, puts it up and in. 40-15. Down to a 25-point lead for Marceline. Left side is Stahl, circling right on the perimeter, hands it off Edgar top of the key, drives and kicks back to Bixman, stops at the free throw line, pump fakes, and now back to Edgar. Knife's inside for her, floater from five, nothing but net. Macy Edgar so smooth sometimes, and she now has 15. It's 42-15, Marceline's lead with 4.5 to go in the third.
I think she was actually surprised she was that wide open. I think she was going to dump it down to Bruner because she had her girls screened off, but she just happened to look down and look up, and nothing was, and everything was wide open, so she just went up for it.
Cortez shot blocked and corralled by Jobson, attacking the rack, right side layup good. Jobson now with 10, and it's now a 29-point lead. 44-15, Marceline ahead with 4 minutes to go in the third. If this game goes by 30-point lead by Marceline into the fourth, we get a running clock as Slater throws it away. Stahl with it, breakaway left side layup up and in. 46-15, they'll force a timeout by Slater coach Bob Gonzalez, and we'll take it with him. 30 seconds and we'll be back. Marceline ahead 46-15 with 3:52 to go here in the third.
For so many years, our friends and neighbors have depended on Carl Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, Bach Yeager Funeral Home in Columbia, and Markland Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin to be at their side throughout the journey when they're dealing with the loss of a loved one. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, offering the most professional and compassionate service with affordable options that suit your family's needs and your loved one's wishes. Carl Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, Bach Yeager Funeral Home in Columbia, and Markland Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin. Visit them online at bachyeager.com.
Welcome back to Glasgow as the Marceline Lady Tigers lead the Slater Wildcats 46-15. We'd like to thank some of our ads, John Cochran and Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Dubert Enterprises, Brian Skaggs, your local shelter and insurance agent, Fimler Tax and Accounting, Moberly Napa, all of Moberly.
Thank you, Stuart. 3:52 remaining in the third. And as you said, 46-15 is the Marceline lead over Slater. Out of the timeout, it will be a Slater inbounds under their own basket. Inbounding the ball will be Madison Beeler as she chucks it ahead for Jenna Hill.
They held the whole entire Marceline team deep that they were dumping underneath their basket, and here runs downhill for the wide open layup. Nobody was even over a half court.
They had me deep. I said they were inbounding under their own basket. It was the Marceline basket. That was a great inbounds play drawn by Bob Gonzalez. Lobbing inside for Bruner is Marceline, and she gets tied up. A jump ball called. It will remain with Marceline. But that was the classic pretend like you're shooting and doing it under your own basket out of a timeout. Confused the team. And Hill snuck behind everyone, was wide open on the other side of the court for an easy layup. Nice job there. 46-17, Marceline's lead. It's ball with 3.5 to go in the third. A long range two on the way from Stahl connects. 9 points for Stahl now. And puts a 48-17 lead for Marceline. Right to left go the Lady Wildcats, and they throw it away on the baseline. Marceline will get it back with 3:12 to go. Check that, Stahl with 11. So now three double-digit scores for Marceline. Bailey Johnson with 10, Stahl with 11, and Edgar with 15. Wide open is Johnson for three. That's too hard from the left wing, and the rebound Slater. And they want to run. Here comes Grimes. One-on-one on the breakaway. Left side layup. No from the right hand. But the offensive rebound from Beeler. And her putback, no, but she's fouled. 2:57 remaining in the third.
That was a really good job by Slater. As soon as they stole that pass, they were off and running. Went off to the races. It just happened that they didn't miss the layup. But a good chase down rebound and put it up. Just got fouled.
So going to the line will be the junior, Madison Beeler. She has 2 points tonight. The righty, first free throw too hard. And we'll see some substitutions right now as Bailey Johnson checks out, and checking in is Abby Cussman. Shooting her second free throw is Beeler. Shot up off the heel, no. Skying for the rebound is Bruner. And she'll lead the charge left to right for Marceline. Open lane right side to the rack. Layup up and in, and the foul. Ramsey Bruner saw a lane. She knew exactly what she wanted to do, and she completed what she needed to do. 50-17, and Bruner has six.
And sometimes as freshmen, you're not necessarily scared to take it up the floor, but you don't see a freshman take it from coast to coast, especially at 6 foot.
2:51 remaining in the third, 50-17. Bruner at the line for an and one. Free throw up and free throw in as Bruner now has seven, and a whistle and a timeout. 2:51 remaining in the third, 51-17. We'll take a quick break and be back with more here from the Glasgow Tournament on Cress.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
.251 remaining here in the third, 51-17. Marceline's lead over Slater on the girls' side of the bracket at the Glasgow Tournament. Ben Wittenstein with you on Crass alongside me, Stuart Cox. Part of our doubleheader, the second game of that doubleheader. Fayette taking the 66-43 win over West Strand in game one. Nice spin move by Grimes, and she puts up a floater and in. High arcing shot from five to make it 51-19. That will be Grimes' first 2 points of the night. Marceline with it moving left to right. Stahl, golf a screen to the left, terminating the dribble high left wing. Grimes tight defense on her, hands it off to Edgar. Edgar accelerates, left side, left to the lane, layup up, no. And she gets fouled. Edgar leading all scorers with 15 points tonight. The senior has just done a tremendous job on the defensive side of the ball, forcing turnovers, and which has led to plenty of fast break points for her and her team.
Edgar having that wide open layup, actually. Somebody came late to contest it, but Bruner actually screened off her girl to let her have a wide open lane to go for that layup as she misses the first free throw.
Edgar sets up for free throw number two. That's up and missed off to the right, but the offensive rebound almost corralled by Sinclair, but just out of a reach out of bounds. And so Slater gets the ball back with 2:16 remaining in the third. If this score does hold up with over 30-point deficit, we will have a running clock in the fourth. Grimes, high right wing, lobs it right block for Beeler. Her turnaround jumper, no. Grimes, offensive rebound, put back off the rim, no. Offensive rebound by Beeler, and she puts it off the window and home. Nice job staying with it there by both Beeler and Grimes, as Beeler has four. And it's 51-21 with a minute 50 remaining in the third. Pass to Bruner, left block, double team, curling in the lane, kicking it out to Edgar. Knife's inside, trying to put a shot up, blocked away by Beeler into the hands of Grimes, and she'll lead the charge the other way, right to left. Grimes open, three on the way for her, knocks it down, 51-24. And Grimes now with five. Edgar brings it across the timeline, right side with a right-hand dribble, and she'll dribble it back up between the rings, up top, directing traffic at the right hand. A minute 20 remaining in the third. Pass to Bruner at the free throw line. She sets up and now lobs it to Sinclair. Turnaround jumper in the lane. Drops home. Sinclair now with eight, and it's 53-24.
That was a really move by Sinclair. She just cut the lane. Bruner turned, threw it to her. She was able to dish it up for 2 points.
And that's something they want Sinclair to work on a lot, as Beeler is fouled on the ground in the lane. They want Sinclair to play more in the post, and she's going to see more time at that four and even three position down low. They're trying to work Macy Edgar more out on the wings to get her more three-point shots, as Sinclair and Edgar check out to go along with Bruner and Huseman. And in his old new set for Marceline. Bixman will bring the ball up. She'll give it off to Stahl, and Stahl will bring it across midcourt. 53-24, Marceline lead, 45 seconds remaining in the third. Entry pass inside to Googe, back to the basket, stops left block, facing up, and she is fouled on the ground. That'll be the fourth team foul going against Slater.
And this Slater team, now that they're trying to run their offense and not just running and gunning and getting turnovers, they're trying to get the ball inside, and actually we thought they'd maybe want to try to take some more outside shots. But here, maybe trying to work some clock, maybe trying to see what they've got. And obviously, Becca Googe, you know, she's a 5'11 senior, so she's going to be able to finish down there.
Wide open is Kenzie Stahl on the inbounds from 10. She knocks it down left of the lane. 55-24. Marceline back ahead by more than 30 as we approach 30 seconds remaining in the third. And knocking it down from about 10 feet away is Kinley Smith. Excuse me, make that Emily Grimes. She now has seven, and it's 55-26. Right side, Bixman with 10 seconds to go in the third. Passes it over left side to Billups, the sophomore, getting it into Googe, and Googe dribbles out of bounds on the baseline with 7.2 seconds remaining. Slater gets the ball back to end the third. Grimes with it. She'll bring it across, met by Stahl. Crossing over Stahl left side, throws up a lob from the free throw line, bouncing on the rim, and no. And we'll go to the fourth, 55-26. Marceline with the lead, and be back with the final frame from the Glasgow tournament on Crest in 60 seconds.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Back here to start quarter number four of the Glasgow tournament between Marceline and Slater for the girls' side. Marceline a large lead. Slater with it to start the fourth as they move right to left. Grimes throws up a three-point shot. That's too hard. Ulick, and now Grimes attacks on the offensive rebound and dribbles off Marceline player out of bounds. So it'll be a baseline inbounds under their own basket for Slater. Richards is looking and gets it back up top to Beeler. Beeler over to Grimes, and she'll reset the offense. Gets it inside. Back to Beeler. High post right side. Now hands it right back off to Grimes, and she'll direct traffic. Chest pass left side. Squires. Mid-range jumper short. Bixman grabs the rebound. Outlets it out to Stahl. Can't corral it, and it's taken away by Grimes. Leading the charge the other way. Floater from 10 off the rim. No. Ball tipped around. Still loose. Still being tipped, and Grimes comes up with it and puts it back home and make that Abby Ulick.
That was a really good job not to give up on that ball by Ulick. The shot went up. She got that offensive rebound and put it right back up.
A nice sidestep move by Stahl. A Euro step, and she puts it home in the lane. 13 points for Stahl. 57-28 a minute into the final frame. And that's why Marceline has done such a good job in this game. You'll see Slater go on a little bit of a run, but Marceline doesn't last too long.
No, because they like to run and gun, so as soon as they get the rebound, they're already all over there with Googe actually down there, but they actually missed her.
Bixman with the steal up top to Schmidt. Her three off to the left, out of bounds, and Slater will get it back. 6:40 remaining here in the fourth as Amaya Cortez checks back in. 6 points for the freshman. And it'll be Grimes bringing the ball up. It's going to be man-to-man for Marceline. Looked at first they were going to 2-3, but they've really gone man-to-man most of this game. As Grimes lobs it inside for Beeler. Beeler layup too hard and stall the rebound, and she wants to run out ahead one-on-one right side. Gets it poked from behind out of bounds on the baseline. Nice job keeping up with the play by Beeler. And yep. It will remain with Marceline.
Actually, a really good play. They did a little pick and roll, and Beeler was actually wide open. She happened to just miss that. But that's really what you want to see as a coach. Yeah, you miss a layup, but then you get down and you poke the ball from behind and get a steal, and now you reset on defense.
6:20 remaining in the game. 57-28, Marceline's lead. Their ball as they inbound. Guzman gets a right corner for three. That's no good by Johnson, and the rebound Slater. Here comes Grimes across the timeline. Trying to pass inside Cortez, tipped out of bounds on the baseline. It will remain with Slater. 6:05 remaining on the clock. As inbounding it is Richards, and she finds Grimes right wing. Open for three, she pulls the trigger too hard. Offensive rebound almost corralled, but it's taken away by Sinclair. Sinclair the other way, trying to get it inside. Reckless pass taken away. Slater on the steal, it's Beeler. And a whistle and a travel called on Richards as she tried to cross the timeline. So Marceline gets it right back.
Yeah, a little bit of sloppy play going. You could also maybe say it's a little bit good defense too, because both teams are getting transition, going in transitions, just happen to throw the ball away, and each team has just been in the right place at the right time.
Far side sideline inbound for Jobson as she finds Edgar. Edgar finds it cutting Johnson in the lane. Layup splitting defenses and puts it home. 59-28.
And Johnson just threw the ball in and then just cut straight to the basket. And just had the ball just kind of got thrown back to her, and she went up and under for the layup.
5.5 remaining in the game. 59-28, Marceline's lead. Ball is corralled by Squires. A mid-range jumper hard. Ball still loose, and it's corralled by Ulick. To Grimes. Open left wing three off the heel, and Edgar with the rebound. Wide open breakaway to Jobson, right side. No one in front of her layup. Up and in. Jobson now with 14 points. And Edgar with 15. 5 minutes to go in the game. Slater moving right to left. Cortez, entry pass inside. Right block layup. Good and the foul. Nice job by the freshman to stay with it. She's got that right-handed hook shot down pat. She now has 8.
Yeah, that's the second one that she has put in now. And that's really what it's really been a really good high spot for them right now, is knowing that a freshman, they can go to her and she can try to put that in.
Yeah, she's certainly been a big positive for them so far. 61-30 is the Marceline lead, but certainly something to tip your or to hang your hat on if you're Bob Gonzalez, the way your freshman has been playing down low. And she gets set for her and one free throw. That's up and off to the right. Doesn't hit the rim, so whistle blows. Clock now running as it's more than a 30-point lead. for Marceline, and they have the ball left to right. Jobson across the timeline, and she'll hang on to the dribble. Now high right elbow to Bruner. Her pass down low, tipped away, ball loose, whistle, and it'll be a foul called, I believe, on Marceline, so Slater will get the ball back. This will be going against Renee Sinclair. We'll be naming our player of the game after this one as well, so be sure to stick around for that. 3:40 remaining as the clock continues to run. 61-30, Marceline's lead, Slater's ball. Maintaining that right-hand dribble is Kinley Smith. 2 points for the sophomore tonight. Jobson is on her. Smith still dribbling around the perimeter, trying to find an open teammate. Bixman on her now, top of the key between the rings. Gets it left elbow to Carly James. James backing in. Sinclair stops at the free throw line, terminating the dribble. Nowhere to go, looking, and goes right back up top to Smith. Smith goes right side for Squires, and Squires loses it. Now right side to Smith, and back up top. Under 3 minutes now to go. 61-30. This is pretty good defense by Marceline. Slater kind of struggling here. They've been doing a good job of getting pretty early baskets, but right now they're struggling. Right side, maybe an open lane for Hager. She pulls up from 10, right side, no. Rebound, no, goes to Nelson, and her putback, no, but she's fouled.
And that offensive rebound happened because I think some of the Marceline Lady Tigers stopped because Squires actually got away with the carry there. She grabbed the ball. She's dribbling and actually grabbed it with two hands. Actually be a double dribble then. But either way, great job to keep going by Slater and get the offensive rebound.
So shooting two will be Kenzie Nelson. Or excuse me, it's a 1-1. It looked like it would be a 1-1, but I guess Bixman thought it'd be a 1-1, but it's two full shots.
She was ready to go. The Slater team loves to run.
She jumped in the lane pretty quickly. 2 minutes remaining as the clock runs through the free throws. And the free throw for Nelson up. And off the heel, ball tipped around, still loose. It's an offensive rebound by Hager. She puts up one from five, too hard off the window, and the rebound Jobson from Marceline. Minute 45 remaining. Jobson right side, right-hand dribble, looking like she'll attack, and she brings it back. Looking for Bruner inside, doesn't pull the trigger. Off to Bixman right corner. She steps in, lobs it for Bruner underneath. Double-team layup, no, but she is fouled. And as the clock continues to run, we'll see Ramsey Bruner, the freshman, at the free throw line.
That was a really good job by Bixman to get her the ball. Bruner just happened to catch it, and when she caught it, she brought the ball back down, and that allowed the defenders to get their hands in it. Now, like, she got the foul, so let's see if she can convert on her first free throw, which she does, but that would also be two easy points, and maybe them try to block it and maybe get an and one as well. So
yeah,
that's just
teach.
Something as a freshman she needs to look forward to doing and maybe looking at that in the future.
Yeah, certainly as a taller player down low, you are taught to kind of keep that ball above your head because most players won't be able to reach it. As her second free throw missed off the rim, she goes 1-for-2 from the line, and she makes it 62-30. Bruner now with 8 points tonight. And with 45 seconds to go in the game, it's Smith getting it off right side to Perrin, and she'll fire a three, in and out, no, and Edgar with the board. Edgar pushing that ball ahead with 36 seconds to go. Slices in the lane, puts up a layup with the right hand, and it goes up and in. And we'll get some last-second subs in for Marceline. 64-30 as Edgar with 16 and 17 points now. She leads all scorers. She had 15 double-digit games last year. Averaged 11 points, 4 rebounds, and she's starting her 2018-2019 season off on the right foot in terms of double-digit points.
She showed it with a very good performance tonight with 17.
15 seconds to go. Marceline on the steal and in transition, dribbling it off her foot out of bounds is Abby Kuseman. And the clock continuing to run with 5 seconds remaining. Slater with it. Gets it right side to Perrin. Shot from five, no, and that'll do it. Marceline 64. And Slater 30. Marceline gets the win here in day one of the Glasgow tournament. We'll take a quick break and in 60 seconds be back with your final stats and player of the game next here on Chris.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you.
Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Seidenstricker has been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter service package by December 1st, and you can win a new John Deere S240 lawn tractor. Can't bring your equipment to the shop? That's okay. We'll come to you. Schedule now for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidenstricker location. Visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
No purchase necessary. Lawn tractor giveaway sign-up deadline ends 12/1/18. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Back here at the Glasgow tournament after the Marceline and Slater game, the Marceline Lady Tigers taking the 64-30 victory. And they just did a tremendous job over Slater, the defense suffocating. And we'll be able to talk to head coach Jordan Beck. She's going to try to make her way up here in a couple of minutes, and we'll be able to hear what she has to say about her Marceline team, who starts the year off on the right note with a 1-0 start in Jordan Beck's third year. Some statistics to go over as well. We'll take a look at the Slater side first. Jenna Hill with 2 points. Kinley Smith with 2. Emily Grimes with 7. Madison Beeler with 4. Abby Ulick with 3. And Amaya Cortez, the freshman, leading her team in scoring with 8. On the other side, for Marceline, who returns 4 of 5 starters from last season and 4 of their top point scorers as well, they were led in scoring by senior Macy Edgar at 5'6". She's done a tremendous job last season, and this is her last senior season, and she started it out on the right step. 17 points for her. Kenzie Stahl with 13. Bailey Jobson with 14. Renee Sinclair, the senior, with 8. Ramsey Bruner, the freshman, with 8 of her own, and she did a great job down low as well. This is a team that relied a lot on Ramsey Bruner. They wanted her to establish that inside presence, and they went to her quickly. She was the first one off the bench, and she just played a tremendous role down low. And at 6 feet tall, she is going to be someone this team relies a good amount on as well. Bixman finishes with 4, and that'll round out all of the Marceline score. So 3 players in finishing double digits in Jobson, Stahl, and Edgar. And it was pretty balanced scoring as well. So again, final score 64-30, Marceline with the win. We'll take one more quick break and be back to name our player of the game and try to get head coach Jordan Beck up here as well in the Glasgow tournament. So we'll be back here from Glasgow on Cress or online at centralmoinfo.com.
Howdy, cow folks. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Dubert Enterprises of Moberly encourages everyone to come out and support your local teams as these students have worked hard, within the classroom, during practice, and in the game. Show your Cairo Bearcat pride by wearing your black